Former French Interior Minister Charles Pasqua got a year in prison and a fine of $150,000 for his role in what France has dubbed Angola Gate. But the toughest sentences of 6 years apiece were handed to two businessmen, Frenchman Pierre Falcon and Russian Israeli Arkady Gaidamak, for trafficking arms to war-torn Angola during the 1990s to shore up the regime of President Eduardo dos Santos. Angola's civil war, which stretched from 1979 to 2002, pitted the government against UNITA rebels. Gaidamak, who lives in Russia, was sentenced in absentia. Another high-level figure, Jean-Christophe Mitterrand, the son of former French President François Mitterrand, received a suspended sentence and a $550,000 fine. 42 people stood trial in the Angola Gate affair. Some were acquitted. The main defendants all said they would appeal their sentences. Reactions are just beginning to trickle in following a trial which began a year ago and has made headline news in France. French lawmaker Jacques Myard, a member of the ruling Union for a Popular Movement, or UMP party, expressed support for former Minister Pasqua.
Moi, je connais Charles Pasqua comme étant un grand républicain, un homme qui a...
Myard described Pasqua as a friend and a great Republican who had rendered service to France. He refused to comment on the court's judgment, but said he remained loyal to Pasqua. Those sentenced were accused of profiting heavily from the arms shipments, which violated the United Nations sanctions against Angola at the time. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.